Welcome back to Raw Vegan Lens. I'm your host, Sherry Michelle. Let's go. Surprise, surprise. 27 days raw. 18 of those days, the last 18, have been juice. I'm going strong. And last night I had to do a big grocery haul for Gabe. I don't ever spend that much time on groceries. I'm usually like in and out as fast as I can. But because he's transitioning off of animal products, I wanted to get him things that would keep him on track, have him not feeling deprived, trying to be as accommodating as I can. Because he does not want to go raw vegan, even though I was like, oh, it would be so fun. Like if I was, you know, doing raw vegan for both of us, if I was making recipes for both of us, but I can't pressure him. It doesn't help. So he's eating very well. He did juice for a couple days. I think he had coffee each day. Maybe one of those days he didn't. Anyway, his knee is getting better. It's slow going, but it's getting better. And, you know, it takes a lot to get him to the office and set up there. He does some telehealth also. He's a therapist. But the elevator is out at his building and there are a lot of stairs. So that is quite a workout for him. But just making sure he has everything he needs and then I kind of stay close by in case something goes sideways. So that's how that's going. And the bump on my leg is gone. Interestingly enough, there's kind of like a crater bump around where it was. So I don't know what that was, if it was a cyst or what. I'm hoping the rest of that disappears. It's just kind of like, I mean, you can't see it from the outside, but I can feel it with my finger. I'm sleeping really great. I've mostly had grapefruit juice, a little bit of grapefruit orange. It just is what I want right now. And I have no doubt that when I need something else, that's not going to taste so great to me anymore. So I'm thinking maybe I'll do lemon ginger blast next. I just am keeping it simple because it's a lot caretaking right now. Yeah, my sleep is really great. Really vivid dreams, really fun and entertaining dreams. My mood is good. I'm not in the same place I was with the caretaking. At first I was like feeling kind of like very anxious and fearful, like, oh my God, is this our life now? Are we never traveling again? Am I going to be tied down all the time? Like, I know that sounds really super selfish, but I'm not a therapist because I didn't want to be tied down by other people's problems. Like I got off that track. I was in an abnormal psychology class when I realized if I stay on this track, I will be tied down by other people's problems for the rest of my life. And I felt I'd had enough of that with my mother's mental health challenges. So yeah, I got off that track. And, you know, we're not born to take care of other people. Like we're not born to, we are to be of service. And I believe that everything in this life really is about love. That's where our real growth comes from. So that is at the forefront of my mind. But as far as like sacrificing to take care of someone else, like just having that be your way of life. I have a friend who's done that though. Like she's not home taking care of them, but she's been the person going out and working for like at least 20 years. Her husband's been homebound. He's gotten better in the last year or so, cut back on his pain meds and kind of woke up out of a zombie state and has a little bit of a social life now. At least friends come and get him and take him out. But Yeah, I don't know how she does it. I really don't. I'm just not wired that way. If I wanted to be a nurse, I would have gone into nursing. I just, I love Gabe and I want him to be healthy and strong and happy. But, you know, my struggle has been like that I really want to be nomadic. And so to have this kind of like ratchet up the intensity of not only being nomadic, but being grounded at home and round the clock care. It's intense. It can be fine, but I just mean it's just not what I wanted at all. Who wants that? So my attitude has been pretty good though the last couple days. So I feel like the juice is kind of helping me move into a place of more love and acceptance and just being patient with the slow healing for Gabe, and being patient with the fact that we're in different places. I can't believe the food that I am shopping for and fixing. Like, I'm fixing all of his meals. I never do that, you know, until now. But he just, the less he's up on the crutches, the quicker he's healing up. So, yeah, I've had temptation at my fingertips a lot. And I don't know, I told Erica, who is still my cheerleader, my accountability buddy, and she is going strong with Raw. She's like several weeks in now herself. So I told her it's like there's a wall, kind of like a glass wall. And I don't feel tempted at all to taste anything. I did have a couple days where when I was at the store getting juice, because I do get some of the juice fresh squeezed from a store here. There were like pastry near the door that I would have this like moment of, what if I just completely lost control and just tore into those right now? You know, like I wasn't feeling the need to do that or any draw to those particular pastries, but it was just kind of this, am I in control? Do I have control? Like feeling like I could go off the rails, like, or worrying maybe that I could at any second around stuff like that. But I don't know. It was just like a weird little phase, and it passed, and I don't really think about it. I spent three hours grocery shopping yesterday at two different stores, so that he could have things, you know, that wheat-free snacks and getting him away from animal products. A lot of his plant-based things that he has bought for a long time, even though he does or has been a meat eater, he didn't want to eat as much of it. So he'd been buying Morningstar Farms sausage for breakfast, and we call it his not chicken patties, things like that. They have a lot of wheat in them, so I had to, like, you know, just start over with like what, because he buys the same groceries all the time. So this was a totally different shopping experience, because it was me shopping for him by myself. And yeah, two stores, 3 hours, just to get him good-ish things that don't make him feel deprived. You know, like wheat-free wraps and stuff like that. Yes. I would love to be making him raw vegan wraps. I'm hoping that's where we're headed. I would love to make him Melissa Maris's wrap recipes. And he's had bites of mine in the past and really liked them. So there is a window of opportunity here. I just wonder if I just made some raw recipes. I don't know. Sherry, just mind your own business. Just mind what is inside your own hula hoop. Quit trying to push. Okay. I have a trading buddy also that wanted me to check in with her at the same time that I do with Erica. So I send her a text too, letting her know that, you know, it's 12 p.m. and I'm on juice. That's all I say a lot of the time. It's just like 1 p.m. and juiced, you know. And at first she thought I was juicing every hour. I was like, no. I'm just saying, like, I'm still on juice. I was like, are you sure you want me to do this every hour? This isn't annoying. She's like, no. It's totally inspiring. I totally want to move in that direction. So today she's getting a big delivery of fruits and vegetables, and she got a bunch of her old juicing recipes out, and wow, cool. All right. At first I didn't want to have to check in with anybody else. I don't know. I felt like disloyal almost, because it's like, it was just Erica and I, but it's nice. I'm glad it's helping. It's not any extra work, you know, it's a text. So, yeah, that's really cool. And actually, like I said, she's a trading buddy. We chart together and talk about trading and stocks, and meet a couple of times a week with another lady, but she's working on her PhD right now, so she's not going to be with us as much. But we're all finding out, like, oh, we're totally, like, into health and healing. And so that's been a fun discovery. So we're connected by more than trading. And that's always fun. And also, Teresa's also very spiritual. And that's been a cool thing to talk about with her. I've been doing some animal communication sessions again, just free ones for friends and family, but it's just come up. My aunt's cat passed away, and we were able to do a session with Lily, and it helped my aunt feel a lot better, because she had a lot of questions about, of course, did she do everything she could, and was it the best food she could have gotten, and you know, is she happy? And just all those things that put her mind at ease. It was a really great session. And actually Teresa's dog, he has cancer, stomach cancer. The cat and the dog both had the same. And it's funny, the cat is so private. She's always been so private. She's a Siamese, and she's unapologetic for being like a one person cat. And they often are. And so I asked, like I said, I thought about doing a session with you earlier. I'm really sorry that I didn't. Would you have told me, you know, what was going on? She said no. And I said, would you have let me do a body scan? She said no. Because I had done a session with her before several years ago, or tried to. And she would not. She was polite, but she wasn't going to talk about her personal business. And whereas my aunt's other cat was totally cooperative. And yeah, so Lily was more cooperative this time, and was with her kittens that she had lost, and several of our family members. And I forget, you know, just how cool these sessions are. And it's really nice to do them with people via Zoom, because they think of questions in the moment that they would not have had they just been writing them down and sending them to me. So I checked with my dowsing rods to see, like, am I to do this work again? Because it had been no up to now, and something has shifted. And the rods, which I've said before, you're talking to your higher self. I'm like, yes. So I'm just kind of sitting with that. I'm not rushing into it. But yeah, it's been interesting. Trading has not been terrible. It's actually, I use the rods to choose
the stocks that I wanted to from a big list I had, a former watch list, to choose the ones that I should chart. And every one of those charted well. And there were almost 30 of them. I think it was 26. They all charted well. Only a few were close to their buy zones. So the others, they just set alerts. And when they come closer to their buy zone, then I'll go ahead and trade them. But last week was the best week in a while I've had as far as things that I charted coming into play and being ready to trade. And so that was promising. And I'll just continue to use my dowsing rods to select the stocks that I want to chart and see if they're good to go. So that was an interesting development. I'm reading a book by Tana French called The Searcher. I don't have a lot of time to read because I'm doing, that book is good, by the way. It's a very cozy, cool read. I am still reading a little bit of Lorna Byrne's Angels at My Fingertips, which is her second book. And that's also pretty good. But again, I don't have a lot of time to read between taking care of Gabe and Jebby, my dog, and writing envelopes. I'm still doing that envelope side hustle that has gone viral on TikTok. I have not gotten my first payout yet, but it should be within the next 2 weeks. So we'll see how that pans out. I have a good feeling about it. I've been working pretty consistently at that. And that's nice kind of meditative, calm work that I can pick up and put down. It's very flexible with taking care of Gabe. And honestly, I think by next week, he'll be fine. Like, he'll be able to get around on his own. I think we have one more week here of him being on the couch and really... Like, he took a shower this morning, but he really needed help getting out of the shower with his crutches. Because our shower isn't like walk-in. You have to go over the edge of the tub. So, luckily only like one little fall on the steps coming into our building. So otherwise, yeah, he's doing pretty well. I feel like my mind is very, like, busy. I have a lot of things to keep track of and juggle right now. But I'm doing it. I'm sure I'm doing it much better than I would be if I were on cooked food. When I'm on cooked food, I just feel like I'm doggy paddling through life. Like, sometimes I'm getting a lot done, but other things are sliding, you know. I think things are pretty balanced right now, actually. I saw 4 sixes on a license plate this morning, which is balance. And whenever I see triples or quadruple sixes, I always say, you know, I'm balanced in all areas of my life. And I sent it to a friend of mine I used to work with at the airport because for the longest time he thought that this was like, you know, of the devil and telling him, like reminding him that he had done bad things. And I was like, no, that's not what sixes are about. And it's a common misconception, especially when you're Catholic. So we really got to kind of rebuild his programming on the number six and the energy that it carries. So I've been seeing a lot of sevens, actually, which are miracles happen for me every day. A lot of sevens and a lot of twos. Twos are, I'm a master builder and I can create any kind of life I want, which I am. So in general, I feel like everything's moving in the right direction. I'm not backsliding. Juicing just makes it so much easier than raw. I've said before, it's a slippery slope for me with raw when it comes to fat. And I don't have to think about that right now. And it's really nice. I will say, at night we watch TV, and like our favorite shows, I love Alone, the series, the survival series on the History Channel. But we finish the latest season. So we watch a lot of Restoration Man and Cheap Irish Houses, where they're either shopping for places to rebuild or restoring places they've bought, like really unique buildings, usually like water towers and Restoration Man, they restore. People restore churches and turn them into homes and things like that, like really insane projects, and it's super fun to watch. And from the comfort and safety of your couch, all of these shows that we watch that are so extreme. Yeah, I would love to do Alone, but I could not kill animals. I thought maybe for a while, like I could probably fish. I've fished before, but I don't think I could. Yeah, I just don't think I could kill my food. And really it's for money. It's a game, you know, $500,000 for the person who lasts out there the longest. I love every other aspect of it, but I just don't, there's no reason for me to kill animals. So it's super fun to watch, though. So at night, when we're watching these shows, some of them have commercials, and the food commercials are tough. I also love Kara and Nate. They're my favorite YouTubers, travel YouTubers, and they're very much foodies. They have gone vegan recently because she was diagnosed with epilepsy, but and I love Eamon and Beck, too, and they're... I think they're vegetarian. I'm not sure if they're vegan. They may be vegan now, but still, they're both foodie couples. And so those are a little challenging, especially like if they're, Karen and Nate, I watched a whole bunch of them where they were on different trains. And so the food was like next level. And that was a little challenging. But again, I have that kind of glass wall where it's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that right now. I will say also, though, that when I see people cooking on TV, there's a part of me that says, I don't know if I can be raw vegan for life. And I just have to be okay with just having those thoughts right now. There are things that I grew up eating that I just, it's like part of me goes, I don't know if I can give that up forever. And then another part of me is like, you don't have to worry about it today. You're juicing. It's not a problem we have to worry about today. You're juicing. And so that may be also why I have no temptation, even though I've been handling a lot of great food and preparing it for Gabe and shopping for it, is that I don't want to have to worry about those things. How long am I going to juice? I don't know. I do know that I have a blood work labs coming up in November. I think it's November 18th. I'd love to go that long and have that blood work be really beautiful. My blood sugar, by the way, is still like in around the 120 range. So my doctor says that's in the normal range. But I definitely still want to get it below 100. And it's slowly going down. It's been down around 108 once, one day. But I think with me doing fruit juice that if I went to like a lemon ginger blast or more green juice, that it would come down pretty quickly below 100. But that's just a theory. And right now I don't feel like going there. So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing because I seem to be balancing everything well right now doing what I'm doing. And I've been having herbal tea at night. I looked up a little bit more. I knew that there had been studies done about how a warm beverage in your hands can improve your mood. And I wanted to learn a little bit more about that. And it turns out it's oxytocin. It releases oxytocin, which is like the cuddle chemical. It does make you feel good to hold a warm beverage and drink a warm beverage. So, yeah. I've been having herbal tea at night. And it's become kind of a nice little ritual because I've been making turmeric ginger tea for Gabe to help with this inflammation. So we have a cup of tea at night and while we're watching our shows. And that makes it a little easier to deal with those pizza commercials and Olive Garden talking about endless pasta. I think I've only been to Olive Garden once in my life, and I know the general consensus is it's nothing special, you know, that it's very average Italian food, and that all their sauces are the same. I remember somebody saying that. Sorry, Olive Garden, it's just what I've heard. But when they talk about this endless pasta, I think that's also kind of like weirdly triggering, like, what if I just drove to Olive Garden and just started eating and eating and eating? Like, there's some part of me that's afraid of another part of me that thinks it can never be satisfied or something, or is going to go rogue, or I don't know. It's weird. Just little things like that come up, and I just think it's part of the journey and can't get too riled about it or give it too much time in my head because I have other things. I have my hands full right now. So I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing phenomenal. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Teresa this morning when she said she hoped her order was right from Whole Foods. I said, I'm sure it's going to be exactly what you need because the universe wants you to win. They want you to succeed. The universe, angels, guides, your higher self, they're all rooting for you. Ancestors. That t-shirt I saw in LA at a raw food store. You are your ancestor's wildest dream. I love that. So yeah, we're just going to keep chugging along. Keep doing what I'm doing. I'm really surprised. And I feel like I'm stronger than I thought I was. And it's just going to keep getting better and better, and I'm going to keep getting stronger and stronger. And I would like to move more because I'm kind of like, I can't use that as an excuse because I have a rebounder just outside my back door. I have dumbbells. I have a yoga mat. There's no reason why I couldn't be doing things in the place here. So I was about to say that because I'm so tied to our place, the caretaking, that I haven't been able to, but no, that's a choice. And Jevy was hellbent on walking to the lake the other day, and so we did that. I could take her on longer walks. Right now I'm just letting her walk wherever she wants, but I don't like to stay out too long because I worry that Gabe might need something. I think part of that's a little codependent. But I also feel like, I mean, he is paying my bills right now as they come up because I can't go to work. And so I feel like I have to do the absolute best caretaking job I can with him. It's weird. It's definitely uncharted waters for me. So much of this is. I've never been raw this long on my own. I've never juiced this long. Yeah, I broke my old raw on my own record. That was 20 days. So I'm at 27. And I'm just about to surpass that with juicing, too. So yeah, 27 days raw, technically. 18 of those juiced. That feels pretty wild. And honestly, I feel like I could just go and go and go and go. I feel like I could do this so much longer. So that's probably what's going to happen. I'd like that to be the case. Now, at the very outside, like, this is kind of out there, but maybe not. I have another MRI, a follow-up in February. That's like 6 months from now. But wouldn't it be cool if that spot, that little lesion that my doctor has seen, if that was gone? It could happen. If I juiced. Until then, it's possible. I don't know. I'm just like letting that kind of simmer in the back of my mind. Along with the blood work in November. Just let those kind of sit. It's like, that it's possible. No pressure, Sherry. Right now, I just take it day by day. That's Jebby snoring. Sorry. And try not to, you know, make any big plans, because I think that's been a mistake in the past, to set a date. I think it was a mistake to weigh every day. Told you I put my scale away before I even started this, because I wanted to do it differently, and that's been such a good decision. I also, I don't remember if I told you guys this, but I thought I lost a pair of jeans that I really liked. I looked everywhere for them. I was like, how could I lose a pair of jeans? Where would I have lost them? You know, and then I realized, like, oh, these are those. They just fit totally different. Crazy, I know. But they were so tight. I mean, not so tight, but they were just didn't fit the way I wanted them to when I was in Amsterdam in April. And now it's like, they're totally comfortable. So it really threw me, because I was like, no, these are those. Oh my gosh. Goofball. I really don't have anything more to tell you. I don't know what I weigh. I just know I'm shrinking. Don't really care about that. I'm so happy that my focus is just on healing and being consistent, which is also uncharted waters for me. I'm not the most consistent person. In fact, I often think I'm the most inconsistent person. I am writing again. I started a little writer's group with just two of my favorite writers from my old groups. Just reached out to these two guys and was like, hey, would you want to just three of us like have a little group? And they were totally on board. It was awesome. And I love reading their work, so that's super fun. And we just meet every other week, so it's not super high pressure. Every other Saturday. And if we can't, we can critique each other's stuff online. But it's fun to see them again. Jim is particularly funny. It's actually, if my name was Jim's, it would be all Jim's in the group. But James and Jim. And Jim was talking about his car. He bought a Kia Soul years ago. And he said he bought it for the laughs. He bought it so he could say, I have bird shit on my soul. My soul has a dent in it. It's so silly, but I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, I think I'm laughing more these days when I think about how far I've come with my grief. It's huge. It's huge. It's still surreal sometimes that Devin's not here with me in the way that she was. Sometimes it's really weird to look at her picture and just be like, I still can't believe you're not here in the way that you were. But I'm not sad I'm not super sad about it anymore. It's just more acceptance. This is the way things are. Kind of like in my ayahuasca session when my grandma was like, this has happened. It's very sad. And now we are moving forward. Like, just someone had to be firm with me. And we have. We've moved forward. I have another niece who is really, really close to Devin. They were like sisters. And her name is Nikki. And she is dealing with some heart issues right now. They're trying to figure out why her heart isn't beating correctly. So we were going to go camping, but we just both have too much going on right now to do that, unfortunately. I have some other fun things coming up this month, though. My grade school friend that I saw on my birthday, we've, you know, kind of rekindled our friendship, and she's just so fun and easy to be with and down to earth. We're going to go to this town called Colina, which is kind of halfway between us, and meet up there for a day. And at the end of the month, I'm going to go stay with my great Aunt Carol again with my cousin Sharon. My great Aunt Carol's dementia is getting worse, and she does not want to go into a nursing home. She is adamant. She was always told she wouldn't have to by my cousin Sharon. But when my cousin Sharon and her family moved to Missouri, my Aunt Carol didn't want to go. So she has a cute little apartment, and I go and visit her. It's kind of like every other month now for a few days, and do puzzles together and just have some laughs. And I don't know. We'll see how things go. At first, my cousin Gloria and my cousin Sharon wanted me to go stay with her, like right before Gabe's knee thing happened. And then they said, no, it seems like she's doing okay. And then my cousin Gloria went to visit her, and things must be okay. So I talked to her. Every week, every other week. We'll see. If I need to go stay with her, I will. She's such a cool aunt. She took me on my first adventure, so it's the least I can do. Like, first adventure. When I was 2 days old, my mom handed me off to my Aunt Carol. And I've told you this before. And my Aunt Carol always took me on fun little trips, even if it was just to go, you know, see a play or go canoeing. It was fun stuff. And so she once sold me her home for $1. She had a mobile home, and she was buying her first house after my uncle died. And she offered it to me for $1. And that was so cool. And still one of my favorite places I've lived. It was so cozy. She'd taken such good care of it. All my furniture went perfectly with her curtains and carpeting. And it was just meant to be. It was a really safe, beautiful place to be back near my family for a year when I was taking care of my grandma when she had dementia. It definitely runs in that side of the family. So it's another reason why I do raw and am juicing. A big reason. Just not going down that road. As far as the myasthenia gravis goes, my right eye still is just a tiny bit slow to get with the program when I first wake up. But it's getting better. I can tell a difference, honestly. So that's exciting, because that's really my last symptom with the myasthenia gravis. So if I can put all that, in remission? Dormant? That's what I plan to do. There is another aspect of it, I think, and that is my stiffness and soreness, which was worse than I thought, but I didn't realize it until I was feeling better and less stiff and less sore. I guess there's things that you just get used to. And at night, I still get kind of stiff when we watch TV on the couch. Like, when I sit for a while in the same spot, I will get stiff. But mostly that just happens at night. So I guess that may be another symptom. I don't know. Gabe having arthritis in his knee has also kind of shown a light on the fact that I do have arthritis in my back. I was told that when they did x-rays at the airport, when, that sounds funny, it sounds like I went through the x-ray machine. No, when I hurt my back, when I fell on my back, and then when I strained my back from being in the cargo pit all day, they did x-rays the second time, and he said, you do have some arthritis in your back, but I don't see anything else wrong. What did he say? Those are, the little spurs, bone spurs in your spine. And at the time I was like, what? That's bullshit. Like, I knew he wasn't making it up, but I was like, I'm not having that. That's an old person thing. That's not for me. And I just kind of like shut it down and just pushed it to the back of my mind. And with Gabe dealing with the osteoarthritis in his knee, has me more aware of the arthritis in my back and starting to accept it. I just didn't accept it. It's weird. You remember hearing about John Mellencamp, how when his doctor told him he had a heart attack, he called him like every name in the book. Like, okay, it wasn't that level of denial. I didn't swear a blue streak or anything, but it was definitely denial. It's arthritis in my back. That's something my mom has. Like, but it's something I have, and it will only get worse if I don't stay raw and keep juicing. So that's just not the direction I'm going in. Speaking of my mom, her surgery was pushed back a week, so it's not today, it's next Monday. And I hope all goes well. I appreciate you being here today. You could have done a lot with these 42 minutes, but you're here with me. That's really special, really cool. Really cool of you, and I hope you got something out of this. I was just listening to the Love Fruit podcast, and I can't remember which episode it is that I'm listening to. I know this guy is Seventh-day Adventist, and he worked at one of the healing centers, I believe. I should just be looking at Spotify here. But anyway, Ronnie was just talking about how there was a prison that did an experiment where they put prisoners on, a vegan diet. And he just touched on the fact that their behavior was much better. Tom Avery from Fruit and Sport, episode 132. But then he talks about how when they would get out of prison, the ones who had been in that vegan program were so much less likely to be repeat offenders and end up back in prison. So it changed their lives, going vegan in prison. And he wondered why, like, why didn't all the prisons switch to this, or at least a lot more? That's a good question. So that was something I got out of that podcast. Yeah, it was very interesting. I highly recommend the Love Fruit podcast with Ronnie. He's the UK Fruit Festival organizer, I believe. And yes, he is. And just so many great interviews. They're at 141 now, and looks like the most recent episode is Adriana Kohler, Healing from Multiple Sclerosis on Fruit. Awesome. Can't wait to listen to that. So yeah, thanks for being with me. I'm glad you at least got that out of it, right? Because I got that out of Ronnie's. Just spreading the love. And thank you. Love you guys.